Yeah, good practice today. You're gonna kick ass at regionals next week. Don't let anyone tell you different. Cool, I'll see you then. Later.
Oh, hey. Sorry about that. Practice ran over, and I thought you might be waiting for me. I took a quick shower, too. I was really sweaty, and I didn't want you to have to smell me all the way home. Thanks, but I wanted to look good and feel good for you. I mean, look good enough to be seen with you. I mean, to be in public. Well, as long as you don't mind being seen alone with the weird girl, I don't mind walking home with you. Come on, I know what people say about me. Nah, it used to bother me, but now it just seems lame. People making fun of me because I have this lisp, because I'm too thin, because I never wear skirts, because I'm fucking good at soccer. Oh no. I mean, it's just how I am. It's never bothered you, though. Not even when I got taller than you. Yeah, I mean, some guys can be pretty insecure about that, and some girls can be cruel to shorter dudes, you know? Obviously, I'm into shorter dudes. I mean, I'm not into them, you know? I'm, fuck, I'm just bad at talking sometimes. Yeah, you never minded that either. What was that? No, I just couldn't understand you. You want to take a long way through the woods? I mean, yeah, sure, it's a nice day. I don't think I'll get too cold. The sun is going down, but it's been a warm day, and we'll be walking, so I should be fine. I'm actually really glad you asked me to walk somewhere more private. I kind of wanted to be alone with you. I mean, I wanted to talk to you about something. Oh, you wanted to talk to me about something? This is cool. You go first. I'm sorry, what? Wow. No, I'm not laughing at you. I would never do that. Especially not after you said something so wonderful. Yeah, I like you. Like that. I mean, like a friend, but also I mean. Shit. I'm so bad at this. I love you too. The least I can do is be as brave as you were. I felt this way for so long. I was so afraid to tell you. Well, because I thought you wouldn't see me like that. We've been friends since forever, and I'm kind of odd looking and odd sounding, not really pretty, you know? I mean, obviously we get along and everything, but you really think so? God, you are just. Yeah, I'm getting closer to you. You can lean back on that tree if you want, but you're not getting away. Come here. Yeah, that was really nice. I should tell you the thing I was gonna tell you, but that's not important right now. No, I mean, I wanted to confess to you as well today, but I wanted to tell you something first. You know what? It can wait. More kissing, less talking. to think. I thought I might get too cold. I feel so fucking hot right now. You wouldn't believe it. Oh, fuck. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me, please. Pull me close. Yeah. I know my tits aren't big, but oh fuck, that feels good. Go under my shirt, please. I know I can't help rub against you. You feel so good. Your heat against my body. And I can feel how hard you are. Oh my god, I need it. Oh god, this feels so good. I can't think. God, no, I'm sorry. I never meant to bite you. Oh my god, I was so turned on. Oh my god. Oh my god, don't pass out, please. Fuck, stay with me. Stay with me. Hey, there you are. Oh my god. No, don't stand up. Here, drink this. It's water. Yeah. You passed out. I wasn't sure what to do, so I carried you home. To my home, I mean. You're on my couch. No, we're alone. My mom's kind of on a long trip. God, how do you feel? You look much better, but... No, I'm not going to attack you again. I'm so sorry. I never, never wanted to hurt you. Please believe me. God damn it, I wish Mom wasn't right about stuff like this. This is all my fault. Look, so, you're gonna be lightheaded for a bit. I'm not going to force you, but it would really make me feel better if you just stayed on my couch for a while. Do you remember what happened? Yeah. Yeah, I love you. And you love me, and... Yeah, we made out, and then I got way too excited. This is not an excuse, I'm just saying that you really turned me on way more than I ever expected. I would have probably fucked you right on that trail if I hadn't, you know, bit you. Yeah, you didn't imagine that. I bit you. With, my fangs. No, I'm not a vampire. I'm, here, just let me open my mouth.
Open the back. I'll unfold them.
Sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. They flick out and lock in place super quick. I'm a serpent woman. Or girl, I guess? I mean, I'm 18, but you know I don't feel like I'm all grown up or anything. Sorry, I'm rambling. There's just a lot more to this world's history than what's in textbooks. A long time ago, thousands of years ago, my people woke up from a long sleep. Yeah, like a hibernation. We had a civilization, I guess, but just millions of years ago. We slept to avoid the effects of the Ice Age, and when we woke up, humans were already everywhere. We fought wars with each other, but we're adaptable, so we interbred with humans. We became less snaky and more human-y. We started to actually blend in. Sometimes we took over whole societies. No need to panic or anything. We don't really do much of that anymore. Now we just sort of try to stay alive and make normal lives for ourselves. We don't even interact much with other creatures. Oh shit, I probably shouldn't have mentioned the other ones. Can we just forget about that one for now? Yeah, I guess that's a lot to take in. So, are you gonna tell people about me? I wouldn't blame you if you did. I won't try to stop you either. I hurt you, and I hate myself for it. No, I didn't bite you to hurt you. We bite for all kinds of reasons. To hunt, to defend ourselves, and to mark our mates as ours. We can control our venom, sort of. I never meant to kill you, but even the mating can kill if someone is susceptible to it. That's why I should have told you what I was first. Then, if you liked me too, I could sort of just prick you with my tooth. If you got sick, then we weren't safe together. If you didn't, then we could, go farther. I just lost control. I wanted you so badly, and the idea of you not being with me or being with someone else just... I get so jealous and possessive, and when I sunk my teeth into your neck, it felt so good, you know? So right. And you probably don't remember, but you moaned, which is a good sign. This bite should feel good. Still, I didn't ask you first. I didn't test my venom on you. You could have died. I wouldn't have been able to live with myself if that had happened, so I understand if you want to leave and never talk to me again. I can even understand if you tell someone about me. I'm a monster. Yes, I am. I shouldn't exist. I'm not right. I know it. You know it too. Don't say that. You don't have to. No. When you told me that you loved me before, you didn't know what I was. And now that you do, it's all right if you want to leave or go home and think. No, I haven't changed my mind. I still love you. In fact, I think I'm in love with you. I felt so terrified when you fell down in the woods. I wanted to die. I don't want to live without you. Wow. I sound kind of crazy when I say it like that. I'm sorry. I like that. But haven't you been listening? I'm... No, you can't just distract me. We need to talk about... Oh, God damn it. Look, I can't control this. I want you so bad right now. I'm a virgin, and I want you to be my first. I don't think I'll bite you again, at least. Not today. The first time is instinctive. It could happen again, though, so I'll need to be careful. Well, yeah, you do seem to be resistant to the venom. It should just sedate you, but... You're touching my leg. Yeah, I like it. No, don't stop. You're the first boy to touch my thighs like that. Even through my track pants, it feels really good. I really loved it when you touched my breasts, too. I kind of think they're too small for the rest of me, but you were so eager. Plus, When I pushed you up against the tree, I felt how hard you got. It felt really good to know that I could do that to you. You turn me on a lot, too. All the time, actually. I want you. Right now. I don't look entirely normal. Naked. Would you do me a favor? Can you stand up? Yeah, there. You do look a lot better. Oh, I was gonna ask if you minded taking your clothes off first. It would make me feel less vulnerable, I guess. Thank you. Go ahead. Please. No, that was a good... God. You're beautiful. I know you're not supposed to tell guys that, but it's true. I mean, I think you're the perfect guy. For me, anyway. Hey, did your cock just twitch a little? Oh, that's so hot and cute. All right, I should probably take my clothes off too. Yeah, I know that I'm covering myself a bit and standing back in the shadows. I'm feeling really, really vulnerable, and I'm afraid that you're gonna be repulsed. You're right. Yeah. You're being brave, and I know that you'd never mock me, so here I am. So? Hello? Earth to BFF? Alright, that is a good reaction. But here, come take a look a bit closer. Over here on my upper thighs, and my sides and hips, and yeah, my ass too, see? Can you see them? Yeah, they're iridescent. In the dark, you can't see them, but in the light, you really can see all my scales. Sometimes they shift a bit, too. I can't control it yet, so scales might show up on my neck or breasts. I mean, so I won't be mad if you find them weird or... what are you doing? Yes. They're just as sensitive as my skin. They are my skin. Oh, God. Don't stop. No, I'm not mad. I was just surprised. It's great that you're being so gentle, but you don't have to be. I'm very responsive to your touch, but you're not going to hurt me. Do you really think my scales are beautiful? Really? I'm so happy. Oh, fuck. Just slide your hand up between my thighs, and... You've barely touched me, and I'm already so fucking wet. You're the one for me, I know it. Hey, why are you getting on your knees and kissing on my stomach, and... Oh, yes, I fantasize about you eating me out so many times. I've wanted your mouth and your tongue. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Yeah, that feels really good. Yes, just I'm not really sure what will feel good on me yet. You're my first, remember? So, just be kind of gentle and, I don't know, maybe kiss me? Yeah, like that. And you obviously know where the clit is, so... You look so fucking sexy doing this to me, baby. You might be on your knees, but you're in control. Oh, fuck. You could get me to do anything you wanted right now. Just don't stop, please. I taste good for you. God, yes. Yes, baby. This is so fucking hot. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh my god, yeah. Wait. I can't wait any longer. I fucking need you, okay? Now, lay down on the couch right now. Good. Good boy. I want to blow you so fucking bad. I want to serve you like you served me, but I need you inside me, okay? Fuck, your cock feels so hot in my hands. Do you like when I touch you? I'd say so. I'm going to take you inside me now. I don't have any condoms, but I can't wait. Don't worry about it, though. I kind of... owe you for biting you anyway, so this time at least you get to come in me. Fuck. I could come just from rubbing my slit up against you. Don't worry, I'm just leaving you up a little before I take you inside me. Yeah. Fuck, I'm fine. I know I'm taller than you, but you still feel so good inside me. Just the right size. God, I love you so much, baby. Yeah. Don't worry, okay? When you feel like you need to come, just do it. You don't have to warn me or anything. I don't want you to pull out. You're my mate. And my mate always gets to come inside me if he wants to, because I love you so much. I've loved you for years. I've never thought... Oh, fuck, your cock feels so good. I never thought that I'd be with you like this. Can you feel it? Can you feel the old magic binding us? Don't be afraid. It's not going to hurt you or me. It's just like a connection. A real sign of our love for each other. God. God, I feel you. Don't hold back, baby. Fill me with your cum. Fill me completely. Come on. Come for me, baby. Come in me. Come in me. Yes. Please. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. Do you hear that? Like a song in the back of your mind. sounds so beautiful to you right now because the girl you love me is so happy. And, well, I hear the same thing right now. It's so pretty. If one of us is in trouble, then the other one will know right away. It's not binding, and I can't spy on you or anything. It's just a beautiful thing that only happens between my people and humans when they make love. Really make love for the first time. I didn't even know what would happen. Mom always told me not to talk about the bond unless it formed. So as long as we care for one another, it'll stay. I hope it stays for a very long time. Mom won't be home tonight, and you don't have to leave for a while, right? Well, then why don't we just cuddle for a while on the couch? You probably have a lot more questions, but they can wait. I love you too, baby. And I will always protect you.